Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Orlando Gonzalez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Spikes reaches third base with a triple. Carty goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson bunts in front of the plate. Ashby juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashby. Evans moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Hobson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard bunts towards first. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cooper covering, for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Eric Reich now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Dillard moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dillard scores. Lynn scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Rick Miller pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing third base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jolis pinch hits for Rico Cardi. Jolis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin now playing shortstop. Harry Parker now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pruitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Carlton Fisk. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Baker pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Jack Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Jack Baker now playing first base. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox 11, and Cleveland Indians 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.